In this session, we will discuss what we mean by the path of the mindful teacher and acknowledge the important but often very difficult work we are doing as educators. Our days are often filled with stressful experiences and busyness. Our students come to us with a variety of challenges. We are the one person orchestrating the dance for the entire classroom. Sometimes this can feel overwhelming. Discovering the path of the mindful teacher will help us find some freedom from the stress and anxiety that may permeate our classroom and fill much of our days. There is a solution, and the good news is that it begins with each of us. Welcome to the Path of the Mindful Teacher. I'm Danielle, and I will be your guide as we begin walking this path. I'm so glad you've decided to take this time and explore what this path could mean for you as an educator. Before we get started, I want to invite you to get into a comfortable position. Perhaps lying down, sitting in a chair, or on a cushion. Settle into a space where you feel comfortable and supported. You do so much supporting through the rest of your day. Allow yourself to have these moments of support as you take some time for yourself. As you settle in, begin to pay attention to your breathing. Focus on the in-breath and the out-breath. For a few breaths, just pay attention to where you can feel your breath most vividly. This is your anchor. Throughout the rest of your practice, try to dial in to this anchor spot. If you find your mind wandering, simply come back to your breath and where you feel that most in your body. I want to take a moment right now to acknowledge the hard work that you do every day as a teacher. This profession is not an easy calling, and that's exactly what it is. A calling. I'm sure if you reflect back, you had a drive, an interest, or a spark very early on in life that led you to the teaching path. You wanted to help children. You had a wonderful teacher and you wanted to be like him or her. You had a terrible teacher and wanted to be different. Take a moment to just be with your earliest inclination of wanting to be a teacher. What brought you to this path? Visualize the story as best as you can. Really feel those emotions of your early self excitedly pursuing this path. Now let that scene fade and come back to your breath and the sound of my voice. How did that vision of an earlier you feel? What was your perception of the life of a teacher? What is your reality now? The reality of the teaching profession may be vastly different than what you idealized as a child. You may be feeling overwhelmed and stressed daily. You may be experiencing a lack of support, emotionally, mentally, and financially. You may face mountains of paperwork and piles of papers to grade that can only be done by you. You may be working with students who have needs beyond your scope of expertise. You may be dealing with parents who expect you to perform miracles, and administration who can't hear your needs or can't help you if they do. You could be working with one or all of these conditions on any given day. So let's just take a moment to acknowledge that the teaching life can be tremendously difficult. And just allow yourself to breathe into whatever comes up for you in this moment. And if it feels comfortable, gently rest your hand on your heart as you honor the incredibly demanding job that you've chosen to do every day. And spend some time just being with all of the hats you wear and all of the expectations you have for yourself and the expectations that others put on you. This can be extremely difficult work. And just breathe as you acknowledge that and give a voice to your reality. And what I want to give to you in this course over these next 10 days is hope that even if nothing else changes but you, your classroom life will change and life outside your classroom will change as well. I also want to give you some real practical solutions to help you reclaim your original intention of being a teacher. Learn how to choose calm in the midst of chaos, and find serenity in spite of the stress this profession inherently brings with it. So for today, let's just start with what you have always available to you when no one else is around. When your classroom is full of screaming children, when you need to make a parent phone call, when you attend a staff meeting, or when you need to ask an administrator for something. That thing is your breath. And for today, I want you to try to pay attention to it. When you get those feelings of stress or overwhelm, take 3 deliberate breaths. Between classes, take 3 breaths. When you walk into the faculty room, take 3 breaths. Before you interact with an administrator, take 3 breaths. If you have to make a parent phone call, take 3 breaths. At the end of your day, take 3 breaths. If you think you'll forget, write breathe on your hand, on your board, put it on a post-it, set a reminder on your phone, put a sign by your clock. Do anything you need to do to remember to take those 3 breaths. Eventually, it'll become second nature. So to end our first day together, let's just sit and focus on our breathing for just a few moments. The gentle inhale and exhale that's always available to us. Now gently let go of the breath and rest your attention on my voice. To honor the work Every day you are doing as a teacher, we have a nice way of closing. Repeat these words to yourself as I say them aloud. May the actions I take toward caring for myself, toward understanding myself, toward being more peaceful with myself be of benefit to all beings everywhere. May the actions I take toward caring for myself, toward understanding myself, toward being more peaceful with myself be of benefit to all beings everywhere. Take one more inhale and exhale. And I'm going to ring the bell, and when you can no longer hear the sound of the bell, allow your eyes to open. May you find calm over chaos, serenity over stress, and peace in your heart as you walk the path of the mindful teacher. Thank you for sharing this time. I wish you a day of teaching well.